Brooks.
You know, I probably should have poured my drink. Like,
we always scramble right before.
It's like, I have a couple things to do.
We gotta hurry
before the music comes on.
I had no time before this.
Hey, I'm Brooks, and that's John.
Hi, I'm John, and we have our best friend, basement buddy, Amanda, is here tonight.
Hi.
Full disclosure, she's my wife's sister.
Your wife's sister. And do you have a sister? Oh, wait, you have a sister. Do
uh-huh.
you have,
yeah, that's
does
how it works.
Your husband have a brother or sister who is somehow also John's sister-in-law?
I know Matthew.
Yes.
I met him. That's.
He has three brothers.
He has stepbrothers, right?
But they're just.
Well, and he has a stepsister.
He has a stepsister, but no stepbrothers.
Matthew's biologically his brother?
Yeah.
Half-brother.
Half,
that's what
yes,
it is.
Yes, yeah. They have different dads.
Right. A stepsister and a half-brother.
So all those people to John, those people are just trash to you, right?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. So
Matthew, you're dead to me, although you're a very nice kid.
A few weeks ago, we were trying to figure out brothers of sister-in-laws, sister-brother, brother-in-laws.
Yeah. No, Mike's siblings are meaningless to
me. Wait, but Lindsay's important to me.
No, she shouldn't be.
No.
Sorry,
like, I like your sister.
Yeah.
I guess I don't know any of your other siblings.
Would you call her your sister-in-law?
Oh, no.
No, no.
Trash.
Yeah. Trash, garbage.
But
it just depends on who you know anyway.
Okay.
What do you call my mom? Because they live in the same town. They see each other all the time.
You know, Madison actually calls her grandma.
That's fair.
Because... she kind of is.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
I know like three old people that I call grandma. I'm not related to at all. So I think, yeah.
Or you have like, quote, aunts and uncles. Be like, oh, it was at Uncle Brooks's house. Or
my
whatever.
Mom kept bringing by another dude. Who's this uncle?
Right, right. He's your new dad?
Wait a minute. My dad
minute.
My dad's still around.
Oh. Not those kind of uncles.
Well, John.
Yes, sir.
It was New Year's. Happy New Year's.
Oh, Happy New Year's, Amanda.
Amanda,
did you stay up till midnight?
I did not stay up till midnight.
No. Did you shoot off some guns?
Nope.
Because you live out in the country where I grew up, and it's pretty country out there.
Yes.
Pretty redneck.
Our neighbors did have a cowboy party that Mike attended.
Oh. Did he wear cowboy stuff?
He did.
He wore all his old gear, like his boots and hat.
He actually went out and bought boots.
Yeah, he doesn't have that kind of stuff.
Which I thought was ridiculous, but he actually got a pair that aren't that bad.
Are they kind of work boots?
They look exactly like work boots to me. Like, I was like, oh, those with jeans. And then he puts his jeans over the boots, so you can't really tell.
Yeah, don't tuck them in.
Actually, those are kind of nice and look like your other shoes that you wear all the time. I was thinking of like the pointy cowboy boots. And I'm like, ugh.
They're not alligator skin.
No.
Oh,
no.
The pointier, the better.
The pointier, the shinier that buckle on the tip.
Oh, yeah. You got to go wild.
And the more curly Q. Am I thinking about elf shoes now?
They're pretty similar. There's a lot of similarities between the two. What did he do at the cowboy party? Did they...
drink.
Oh, drinking.
Like cowboys. That
Yeah, that's true.
But it's nice because it's like the neighbors across the street from us. So there's no driving.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I went over there for a little bit and said hi to everyone.
Was it at Connor's house?
No.
Oh, okay, good.
Who's Connor, John?
He's the lot then. He's a kid who lives in the park.
Okay.
I don't want to disparage a kid, but he sucks. The kid sucks.
Connor sucks, he said, John?
Yeah.
Oh, was that meant to be a whisper?
Yeah.
Oh.
As long as we're not recording this.
Cut this out. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so you live in a planned community, and what do you call it? Down out there in Boring?
I don't know.
A mobile home park?
A mobile home park.
But a fancy
manufactured
one.
Home.
Manufactured home, whatever. And then it's just a bunch of old people, too.
Right.
So there's a lot of old people that live there.
And then Mike's drinking buddies.
Yeah.
Who are old
guys. They're all 60 and over.
Yeah, I've met a bunch of them.
Not one of them's under 60.
That's good. That's good for him.
Yeah, they all go. They actually celebrated at 9 o'clock. It was midnight.
Oh, nice.
So that they could... I'll
really?
Go to bed afterwards, yeah.
Well, these are adults doing this, because a couple of years ago, John made fun of me for having a...
I will continue
at 8 p.m.
No, I didn't make fun of you for doing that. That's smart. I like it. No, but you bang pots and pans out on your porch at 8 o'clock here in Oregon.
Yeah, we went out there. Went out there and banged our pots and pan. What of it, John?
Well, it's just, I mean, you're a really cool neighbor and everyone likes you.
I mean, people were lighting off fireworks in my neighborhood for just all night long.
Yeah, me too. It took me like several hours to realize that they were fireworks for New Year's.
Just more gunshots, I hear. Like,
huh, what the fuck's going on? Is that a gun? Maybe. Oh, no. And then 2 hours later, oh, yeah, it's New Year's. That's how important it is to me.
My kids actually stayed up till New Year's this year.
Yeah.
Stayed up till midnight and were really getting on my nerves.
Yeah, that's,
you know, because they usually go to bed much earlier. Actually, 8 o'clock, Daniel's like, I'm so tired. I'm like, okay.
Go to bed.
Go to bed. And he's like, no. I'm making it to midnight. And then immediately, started fighting his brother.
Don't you guys watch the ball drop, or did you do that Netflix thing where you can just turn it on whenever?
This year, right at like midnight, I was trying to find something to watch, and we have a Roku thing for our TV. It had like a countdown, and it just happened to be right at midnight.
Oh, okay.
Like, watch countdown now. Boom.
And then that was it.
Happy New Year's. Bang the pots. All right, kids, go to bed. I'm tired.
Right, yeah.
We're down here. No, we're still doing things. I'm sorry.
Yeah, go to bed. It's insane.
You know, what's funny is we kept telling Madison she was going to miss the ball drop, and she has no clue what that is. So she's like, there's going to be a ball, and we're going to play ball. And I was like, no. Like, I guess she's never seen it before. We've never talked about it.
I mean, it's not that important.
Yeah, it's not. I was like, oh, it's just a big...
There's a few things like that I was thinking about that we say, like watching the ball drop, that our kids have no idea what it means.
Right.
There was one I was thinking about earlier today. You know, of course, I can't recall what it was.
Sure. When you said rewind.
Rewind.
That's a good
one. Fast forward.
Fast forward and rewind. Well, rewind, you're like, wind? What are you winding?
Yeah, wind that thing up.
Well, when I was a kid, everything was on a tape.
It's like when you talk to me about microscopes, John.
Oh, I do this often.
Nonstop. When you won't stop talking about really small things and technical jargon.
So much. Yep. I'm always spewing out jargon.
And just like a six-year-old, I nod my head and I go, yeah, oh, yeah, okay. Don't want to miss that flingle flaggle.
Right. Drop.
We just start making things up just to fuck with our kids.
Might as well. They don't know. They're like, dumb kids.
Yeah.
They have no idea.
Well, what is it called now? When you, like, on YouTube, is it reverse?
Oh,
the... Or is it still rewind? Back?
Oh, I think it is rewind. Or back, yeah.
Yeah.
I think they know what it means because it's still used. Yeah. But it doesn't literally mean wind.
True.
Anything. It's just one of those words that in 200 years people be like, did you know the origin of the word rewind? You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of expressions we have now that don't make any sense.
Like when I
put the cart before the horse.
And when I'm sitting outside and I want my kids to roll down the window, I'm doing that hand crank motion.
Oh, sure.
Roll down the window, kid. And
they're like, what?
What's this mean?
You want me to do what?
What?
And, you know, everyone can hear
what
gesture you're making with your hands. He's making a circular motion with.
I'm doing it.
No, he's not anymore. What's he doing?
I'm sorry. I got to get this done right now.
It's a muscle memory.
Non from Amanda.
Yeah, right.
There's is that what that present room over there is for?
Yeah, this extra room. So, did you guys do anything, Amanda?
For New Year's.
I already asked you.
Yeah.
Did you stay up till midnight with Madison?
Nope.
My favorite niece.
Yeah. Your favorite niece?
Yep. Take that, all the others. Anne and Gretchen and...
You got so many nieces.
Amelia and Eliza.
Yeah.
Yeah, Eliza's pretty high up there. Maybe she's better than Madison.
But Madison listens to the podcast, so at least she's a fan.
I hope so. She still listens?
Sometimes. Only she accidentally hits, like, it's on my phone, and I stop it for some whatever reason, and she'll hit play and start listening to it. She's like, that's Uncle John. I'm like, you shouldn't listen to that.
What did he say?
It's kid-friendly. Kid-friendly, right?
What did he say?
What about that cow's pussy?
Yeah.
What?
Mom.
It's usually not that dirty. I will explain it to her. I was fully ready to explain to her, like, procreation the other day because she was asking questions.
Mm-hmm. Like, where do babies come from?
Yeah, kind of. She was skirting around it. And I'm like, I'm very ready for that talk. I'm not afraid to explain it.
Too ready?
Yeah, some would say too ready to explain it to kids.
Can I just record you doing it and then play it back for my children? How about we do it right now? Explain it.
How much is Jackson on the internet?
He's on the internet, but it's like the Minecraft side of the internet.
Uh-huh. Might have an idea.
Okay.
He's probably, yeah.
Animal husbandry in Minecraft.
Right. So when two sheep love each other,
when
you put them in a pen and feed them and then hearts pop above their head.
When a mommy and daddy love each other, John comes over and hands them both Mike and Ikes while they're in bed together.
Yeah. I have to build a fence around them. With a gate, otherwise it doesn't count.
Yep.
These are Minecraft jokes, Mattis. Amanda? Amandiston?
And then...
Oh, that's no wonder why I don't get them.
And then a small child pops out onto the ground. Yeah, and then immediately starts eating Mike and Ikes. That's where Jackson came from.
And one day it will be an adult.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how it goes.
And you can kill it and eat it for its meat.
Is that what you... No, you harvest wool. You can't eat sheep meat in Minecraft.
Mutton.
You fucking...
Mutton.
Do they have mutton in it?
You can eat it now.
It must be a new update.
John. Oh.
You filthy things casual.
Things have changed.
I know. Yeah. Anyway, I feel like your daughter would be... Like, she gets it, you know? Like, she's very intelligent and curious from kind of like a scientific aspect. And if you're like, hey, you know... This is how babies are made. I feel like she'd really kind of get it, wouldn't be creeped out.
Yeah. And she, you're right. She asks so many questions.
She just goes with
anything. She just goes deeper and deeper. Actually, we told her this year that Santa wasn't real.
Yeah.
Because
she wasn't like wondering, or did she ask you about it?
She was asking too many questions.
Right. You felt bad lying to her that much.
Yes. She was getting too deep into it. And so I was like, she's going to figure it out this year if we don't tell her ahead of time. Yeah.
And was she okay with it? Like,
yeah, she wasn't.
She's like, I figured.
She did. Like, you could tell she was just thinking. And all these things are going through her mind of all the stuff that happened.
Hey, wait a minute.
And the one question prior was, why did you lie to me about it?
Oh, really?
It's like,
it's kind of fun.
It's the magic, you know, like, and then she said, well, is there no more magic now? It's like, absolutely not. It's still magical. You're still going to have a great, and she did.
There's no such thing as magic.
Yeah.
It doesn't exist.
Sorry, we all die alone, Madison.
I did the thing where I was like, yeah, Santa did exist, but he died last year. You found out.
During the pandemic.
1 year he got COVID, he died, and that's why we always wear our masks and wash our hands.
Santa's memory.
And brush our teeth and go to bed on time.
Right, and do our chores because of Santa.
Because of Santa.
Well, will a new Santa be reborn, perhaps, once that egg hatches?
Yep. And every Santa, we have to tend to this egg.
Right.
And I gave him an egg that he had to cherish.
Oh, he has it. The Santa egg.
Yeah. He's the Santa egg.
Oh, no.
It's going to hatch sometime around next Thanksgiving.
You're like, it takes 3 years for this to hatch. Did you ever do that in high school? Like,
no cavities in that time or it will die again.
Carry an egg around or a bag of flour or whatever for baby practice?
Mine was pumpkins.
Oh.
I had to carry around pumpkins for my babies.
What class was that?
It wasn't in a specific class. It was in middle school. I guess your homeroom class, I should say.
Huh.
But I was the only one in my class that got twins. I remember that.
You had pumpkin twins?
Yes.
Two pumpkins you had to carry around?
Yeah.
Oh, what a pain in the ass.
I would have just immediately went and brought one of those pumpkins to the fire station.
All right.
Turns out I couldn't take care of two.
Twins was too much. What a financial burden it has been. Teachers, that's pretty heavy. Yeah, I don't remember doing that. Did you, Brooks?
I didn't do it either.
I feel like I saw it on TV.
Some kids, they had like this really fancy electric doll that would whine and you put a key in its back or something and try and feed it. But only like five kids in the class, maybe they looked at everybody else and were like, I'm not going to waste our time.
I don't think this kid's
Brooks.
You're going to need some help.
Yeah.
Yeah, Brooks is going to. Yeah, let's like, hopefully he finds a nice gal.
Yeah, she's going to do all the work. This kid's not going to. Yeah, I remember at my high school, we also had like a daycare aspect. And there was like a class you could take where it was like you just worked at a daycare.
I did that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What was that called?
My favorite class.
And you just hung out with a baby for a...
Yeah.
A real baby?
Parents, yeah, real baby.
Actually dropped their kids off and it was a daycare.
What?
They dropped their kids
in the
off.
School.
And it was like super cheap too. I remember the parents had to pay like very little money, but they had each class, like you rotated every class and we would just take care of the kids for an hour.
Yeah, it was like cheap labor.
Yeah. And there's, what, 20 kids in the class? So it's not like something's going to happen to the little kids. Yeah. Because there's a million of us standing around watching them. And I remember that we, at our high school, they had a two-way mirror or a one-way mirror or a two-way mirror where the teachers would observe us and watch us.
That's good.
So that they were always watching, but then they would also grade us on like how well we interacted with the kids. Oh, man,
it keeps hitting the babies. Yeah. B minus. You still passed. Yeah, every once in a while I'd see them. They were like around the chemistry building or whatever. And I'd see like a high school student like toting around a baby.
My middle school was Da Vinci Middle School. In the basement, there was like the chicks that the high school gals that got pregnant. And they would all send them to this school. And then they could still be in class but pregnant. And then they'd
in
have.
In middle school?
But they were. It was like a shared building. So we had the second or first and second floor, and they had the full basement as like the pregnant gals school, Portland Public Schools.
Okay.
And they had a nursery that somebody took care of. Huh. But I remember there being like a 12-year-old girl in my class that was really excited to have a baby like soon.
Herself?
Herself.
Yeah.
Like when I'm 15 or something. She was excited to
you were
have.
In middle school when you were 15.
Makes no, like makes sense. in like 2 years.
Up.
In 2 years, she's like, I can't wait to have a baby in a couple years.
Yeah.
Like you're 12 right now. Can you wait like more? She's like, I really love babies.
I'm some like, people well, are like that.
Yeah, I mean
well Amanda's
and I can just keep going to this school.
That was me.
Amanda's our resident expert in MTV's Teen Mom.
Yeah.
She's seen every episode. And spinoffs and specials. Why are all these girls getting pregnant when they're teenagers? Just because?
Having unprotected sex.
Oh, that's how it happens. Write that down, John.
Unprotected. Wait, what? What's unprotected? What's protected mean? What, you wanted to have a baby?
Not at that young of an age. But I remember, like, even in middle school, I was excited about that project of having those pumpkins and I took it seriously and
yeah
you know I always knew I wanted kids so I get that in a way but I knew I didn't want kids at that age or sure. Like even when I was 18 I didn't want kids then I okay. Just knew I always wanted to be a mom
to
be like someday I mean I never thought about having kids I assumed I would have kids probably
really you never thought about it
I know
that far back
like I can't wait to teach my little boy t-ball or something
yeah I always wanted, well, you know, with my big family, my brother had his firstborn, my first nephew when I was 16.
Okay.
And so I'm like holding a baby that's related to me. And I'm like, oh man, babies rule. Like
so soft.
So soft.
Toss him up in the air.
Yeah. Look at him. He can't fight back. And yeah, I always wanted to have kids. That was a big, big deal to me. And I did it. Hooray.
Look at me now.
Ha. I got three of them. Too many. It's too many.
It's too many.
No, people say three is like the worst number of kids to have. It's the hardest number.
You need four?
And I cannot imagine four being easier. Like sometimes Tanya and I will talk like, well, what if she accidentally got pregnant? You know, this vasectomy. Who knows if it worked? Modern science can't tell us.
Yeah, vasectomy sometimes reverse.
Yeah.
And then the kid comes out with like really dark skin.
Right.
Or like red hair.
Right. He cut the white tube in my balls.
Yeah.
No, I watched him. He did too. Maybe there's a third tube. Who knows, right? No one can know if I'm fertile anymore.
He attached his tube to your balls.
That's true.
He slipped an extra ball in there. Is that how?
He was rummaging around there for a long time. No, I was making a joke because no man has ever gone back to get his sperm tested.
Have you? No, still no?
No, not me, not you, not Cos, not my boss, not anyone I've ever... Anybody not Haas. I know.
They haven't gone back.
Yeah, has James?
I don't think he did. They actually had a scare, too.
Yeah.
And he didn't go back.
So, yeah, no man has ever done it. Because it's impossible.
It's, yeah, I mean, you got to save it in a jar. You got to drop it someplace.
My understanding of the criteria was, okay, you have a cup, right? Do you still have your cup? I was given a cup by...
They gave you a cup.
They gave us a cup and said, come back after...
Come, wink, back. And, yeah, they said, oh, it's got to be... 2 weeks or 3 weeks or 20 ejaculations or whatever. There's some criteria. And then I have to, they told me just show up at a lab with a handful of jizz in a cup and it has to be within 30 minutes. So I just have to be one day and be like, hey, you know what I'm going to go do? I can't like schedule it. That's the problem for me. I can't be like, all right, Tuesday the 14th, I got to go in and do it.
You know what they need to do is send out the cups in the mail with instructions to the wives, and then it will get done.
No. That's stupid. No. We need this van driving around. We've talked about this van.
A van? Yeah. I forgot about the van.
We talked about it with Cos.
We're here to collect your sample.
Yeah, it's like an ice cream truck. It plays some other song.
They Pop, show up.
Pop Goes the Weasel.
They have... They no, have...
The van has holes in the side. You just run on up.
They have your cell phone history and what you're to the minute of what you're pulling up.
They know if you've jerked off in the last couple of days.
A jerker shows up with a cup.
No, I'm telling you, it's in the van. You don't even know what's in there.
Oh,
it's just a hole in the side of the van.
Okay.
You don't remember this conversation?
Not at all.
Oh, okay. Maybe it's my other podcast.
Wait, do you have another podcast?
Maybe. It's with Seeks, and it's very good.
Oh, boo.
Boo. Boo. Now, speaking of Seeks, you guys going to do a question? A little early.
Okay, but what about this van, man?
That's it.
You roll up, they knock on your door, say, get to business. Here's your cup, fill it.
You hear that song, you go, oh, yeah. And then you run out.
There's the hole on the outside of the van?
Yeah. I just walk up to the van in the street. There's a hole in the side of the van.
What do you put in that hole?
Drop your pants? And
yeah.
A what? Curtain goes around the outside of you?
I think this is a good idea, but it has some holes in it.
I have a zipper. I don't have to bare my ass to the world.
Okay.
And I just put it through that hole. Something happens.
A scientist is on the other side.
Right. Some kind of science sucker. Some kind of sucking machine, I assume. Could be a lady. Who knows? That's part of the fun.
And then it comes back?
Yeah, and then you get a thing in the mail.
That you have a zero sperm count. Good.
Yep, precisely. Yeah, speaking of zero sperm count.
It's the risk for me of not knowing, you know, any time could be that third baby.
Oh, that's the thrill.
It's a gamble.
Oh,
like Russian roulette.
I thought you meant the thrill of the glory hole. Who knows what's going to happen?
I've gotten 10 vasectomies this month. It's like, there's more tube. Just keep cutting off that tube.
It's like, man, there's nothing left in here. You're like, do you want your $50 or not? Did I tell you, have you ever heard this, Amanda? I saw a real glory hole. Do you know what glory hole is? You know what that is, right? In one of the stalls at Portland State years ago. I was like, it's this kind of out-of-the-way bathroom, which was good for pooping.
Oh.
And I'm hanging out there, and I'm like, hey, what the fuck is this? And someone had brought in like a hole saw and drilled like a nice, you know, 2-3-inch hole in the plastic between two stalls.
Was it like a joke or like
No,
real?
I don't think so. You know, it's downtown Portland, pretty rough area, an out-of-the-way corner of a building. It's like, this has got to be a real glory hole.
Did you,
and
like,
I stayed there
it?
For 2 hours. No one ever came. And then, like, the next time I went there, the bathroom was, like, cordoned off. They were, like, fixing it, I guess. Or they busted
Or making
those.
It bigger.
True. Yeah, it's the janitor who's in on it.
The
perfect crime.
The trick is you got to get like some gaffer's tape and, you know, smooth up the edges.
Yeah, it was just raw plastic, you know.
A laminate.
Yeah, and that would scratch you up. Yeah. But the hole was so big, you know, it's not cutting the dick. It's just cutting around, you know, like the groin area. It's just rough on the
I like thighs. I bring some foam.
You can bring like a hemorrhoid pillow.
Yeah.
To put around your But then you're only squeezing 1 inch through that hole. So, hey, you're like, I got to let some air out of this hemorrhoid pillow. Anyway, how are you doing, Amanda?
Good.
Good. Questions.
Good. You want to do some questions?
Let's get some questions.
All right. I'm trying to segue. And speaking of glory holes, Brian Siegenthaler from some kind of show wrote in, I don't know.
27 great questions.
20 something or other.
Super fancy. 27 great questions.
What is something you've done that you would recommend everyone do before they die? Oh, dang. I mean, what?
Everyone?
Yeah.
I don't like, you know, blanket statements like, you know.
How about, like, orgasms? Have you guys tried those? They're pretty cool.
They're pretty, they're all right.
Yeah, they're all right.
They're all right. Like, the Grand Canyon. Nah. Like, I might think it's beautiful, but somebody else might just see, like, a pretty good canyon. Like, what's the big deal?
Yeah.
Skydiving?
I've never been skydiving.
Do you have any interest in skydiving?
Yeah, I would.
You would?
Yeah.
You would?
I'm scared of heights.
I think Tanya and I have talked about that before.
Really?
Yeah. I've been bungee jumping.
Oh, yeah?
Not like off a cliff bungee jumping.
Like up the mountain?
Yeah. Yeah.
There's one at Ski Bowl, isn't there?
Yeah, where you're attached to a thing or a.
I'm more scared of bungee jumping. I've went skydiving when I was 20.
Oh, you've been?
Yeah.
Oh,
but something about the bungee. I'm like, it would hurt my neck. Like getting whipped around.
Well, it's not tied around your neck.
No, that's not where they. Where do they tie it?
They tie it around your feet.
You're like, I don't know if this is right, man. He's like, it is.
Yeah. I feel like it'll rip my head right off.
No, you'll be fine. Go ahead.
You
buddy.
Backed out because he's running around your neck. You're like, no. That's
weird. Yeah, I don't want to do that kind of stuff. I'm too scared.
What would you like, any travels, anything, or just have you ever drank I don't know, some of that Epicac and then like,
yeah, Epicac for a good run. Time. You're right. See how long you go without barfing.
Yeah.
I mean, putting on fresh socks is pretty great.
Like straight from the store.
Yeah. Yeah. Crack open a fresh pack. That's good.
So many
sitting
of those.
In a hot tub is amazing.
Everyone yeah.
Should have a hot tub.
I mean, shit. Yeah. Tried owning a hot tub.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Great. Oh, I have hot tub news. Well, not, it's non-news. I was at Costco with my family, and I saw a guy with an inflatable hot tub just like mine.
They had him at
Costco. And he went by, and I go, holy shit, there's somewhere in here. And I like ran across the whole store, and I couldn't find it anywhere. And I looked around, I found the guy. I go, hey, where do you get that? He goes, last one. I go, you son of a bitch.
How did he say how much it was?
I go, man, you know, I already have one. I was just looking for a backup. He goes, I already have one too. This is for my brother-in-law. He's just spreading the love.
The hot tub love, man.
Yeah, the hot tub way.
Mike wants one. Getting a hot tub.
He should get one.
Yeah, actually, someone was selling one in our neighborhood for $100. I didn't know.
One like ours?
Yeah, it was almost exactly. A Coleman.
Yeah.
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 It's definitely worth $100.
Yeah.
That's worth $100 all day long. Yeah. I don't know what Costco is selling them for, but I was telling Tony, I was like, well, if it's like $350, let's buy it. And she was down.
I mean, I was just out. I've had like this weird back shoulder thing, like it just from being, I don't know, but I was out in that hot tub today soaking for like an hour, hour and 20 minutes.
That was too long. That's so long to be in a hot tub.
No, John.
Well, hey, you're getting your money's worth.
But my back's fine now.
Did you go in the hot tub in the snow?
Yeah.
It's like my favorite.
Yeah. I'm kind of sad mine's put away, but it's for the best.
Come springtime when it comes
it'll be
back,
more special.
Yeah.
I don't like it so much in the garage. I mean, there's benefits, but it's better if it's outside. It feels weird to be in the garage.
You're looking at your mess of trash that you
should clean up this fucking garage. Yeah. But I don't have an answer. What's something you've done that you recommend everyone before they die? What about cocaine? Yes, I've never done cocaine.
Me neither.
Amanda.
I imagine. Seems pretty awesome. The way people talk about it.
Seems cool.
Seems pretty cool.
I want to do it for my 40th birthday. Buy me some, Brooks. We'll do it on the air.
But we won't say anything. Hey, John. Hey, how are you doing? Fuck that.
Everyone's going to know.
Hey.
Right in. Guess. One of these days.
I've done it before.
Yeah.
Was it awesome?
I mean,
Were you like, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, would you do it again at a party or something? I know you go to lots of parties.
Yeah. And then my New Year's was crazy.
yeah.
Not now that I'm a parent and older. It's not worth it.
Right. Yeah.
It's nice to try once and not.
Not have like, to do it again.
See, yeah.
Is there anything that makes like doing chores super awesome? Like a drug?
Adderall?
Yeah.
Yeah. I've never done Adderall.
Me neither.
I guess that's the answer. Do more drugs?
Yeah.
Is it all just drugs?
Yeah, apparently. Those are our answers.
Or. Have you ever tried using a lathe?
Oh, do you have lathe news?
Or turning wood into different shapes, round shapes?
You can make all things round.
I got a lathe.
Oh, you did?
I bought myself a lathe.
Like, it was in the garage. Did I walk by it?
You walked right past it.
Fuck me.
Like I said last week, I was on the hunt for that lathe. I had some money burning a hole in my pocket.
Yeah.
And I actually left my house early. One day I got off and I raced over to the woodworking store. Got there at 4:57.
Closes at 5?
Close at 5. And I was like looking at this lathe and it was on sale. And I was like, and he's like, oh, we're closing in like 1 minute. I was like, well,
can I buy this?
I'll think about it. And then I came back the next morning, talked to Dave over there at Woodcrafters.
Okay.
On 6th.
All right.
Off of Burnside. He hooked me up with a sweet lathe.
Yeah.
And some lathe tools.
Uh-huh.
And a little bit of experience.
Yeah. What did he tell you?
He told me.
This part spins.
He told me I've been using a lathe for 30 years. Someday that'll be you. And I was like, hopefully I don't have.
How many fingers did he have?
He had all his fingers.
Okay.
But his eyes were like the lathe. Like one was going over here and one was going over there. And I know that's like you can't do anything about having a lazy, too lazy.
No, you can.
Oh, you can?
Yeah.
So he's just lazy. You can work out those eyes.
Yeah. You wear an eye patch.
Okay.
Right?
I feel like...
Why'd you look at her mad? Do you have a lazy eye?
Yeah, she had two.
Double lazy?
But they're lazy in the same way, so you can't tell.
I feel like some people can, right?
I don't know. I know when you're a kid, some kids wear eye patches because one eye is a little lazy.
Maybe. I had a doctor who had one. I feel like that would be the person who would have corrected it.
Huh. Yeah. All right. That pokes a hole in
my face. It was really bad, too.
Really?
Yeah.
That's what, like, I...
It could be something other than a lazy eye.
That's true.
He's like, yeah, it's just like fucked up eye syndrome. F-E-S.
Yeah.
Or F-U-E-S.
F-U-E-S.
Fucked up is hyphenated, so.
Okay.
All right.
But I was looking at him like, which eye am I looking at?
Yeah.
Over here? Over there?
You know what that trick, the trick is? They're at the top of their nose or the tip of their nose.
And he kept like thinking.
Oh, was he doing cocaine?
Yeah.
He kept sniffing his nose. You know, everyone can see you when you make this gesture.
But, oh, man, I'm going to be making so many fucking bowls and so many spindles.
Oh, yeah.
Tops.
Banisters.
Banisters.
We already talked about
short them. Banisters.
Right.
Because I can only go so, it's only so long right now.
Fix the newel post.
The newel post?
Amanda, pack me up. No?
What are you talking about, John?
Oh,
Christmas vacation.
Vacation. Sorry. I was like, what?
When he gets the chainsaw and he cuts down the tree. Because their Christmas tree burned. He's got the chains on the house. He's upsetting everyone. And he jiggles the top of the banister thing. It's called a newel post. And it cuts it off. It's a very deep cut Christmas vacation reference for you. Fix the newel post.
I've only seen Christmas Vacation like 3 times.
How dare you?
I'm sorry. It's come out now.
It is a fucking masterpiece.
Now that it's past Christmas and into January, I can admit... I've only seen it 3 times in my life.
That's not enough.
And
you need to watch it at least once every season, if not 2-3 times every Christmas season.
I didn't even watch Die Hard this year.
Oh, I didn't. I missed out. I missed Die Hard.
That's usually a go-to Christmas movie for me.
That is a good one.
But I've been listening to a podcast talking shit about Bruce Willis.
Oh, no. Is he kind of a piece of shit?
Yeah, kind of.
Damn it.
I know.
Can I still like Die Hard?
I guess we can.
All right. How much of a piece of shit? Like, is he just kind of like mean toward women? Because that's okay.
Yeah, that's not even one. There's a podcast called Haleywood. Haleywood.
Okay.
Like Haley and Wood.
Okay.
And it talks about in the early mid-90s, Bruce Willis moved to this town in Idaho.
Is it all about Bruce Willis?
Bruce Willis moved to this town in Idaho and like started buying up property on the main strip and like in the attempts to bring it, like put in like a cool bar, like attract some rich people to come to this shitty small town.
What's his band?
He's got a band, like it was a band. He had a
30-yard yard. No, that's Russell Crowe.
But he was
30-yard yard of grunt.
But he was kind of a dick.
Oh.
The hell was that, Charlie?
That sounded like an alien.
My throat gurgling. Do you know what a lathe is?
I do not. That's why I was very confused earlier.
It's a machine that spins wood, and you like have a cutter, and you hold it, and you go chunk, 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 chunk. Okay. Are you picturing it?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm doing hand gestures.
So you put like a knife up to it to like
cut shape it. Yep. It as it spins. Yeah, yeah. So you can make like a baseball bat.
Yeah.
Yep. I've made a tiny little bowl.
Uh huh.
And I've just messed around with a couple of and all of those things are upstairs. So someday, John.
I would love to play around with your.
They'll join all the rest of my random art on this table. I'll just have them and I'll throw them on the table. So then we can point at what they are.
And yes. People still won't know what they are.
And then you can. Yeah. So I've been watching all these YouTube videos of old guys making bowls. Wooden bowls.
It's all about making bowls. So the thing, the great limitation of the lathe is only can make stuff that's round.
Yep.
So you end up just making a baseball bat once. Probably never again. And you can make like a candlestick holder.
Bunch of candlestick holders.
Or a bowl. But bowls are actually pretty hard to make on a lathe.
I've got the special tool. I just went and got a, you know, dropped another some amount of money and got this new tool for making bowls.
And so for like a low investment of $1,000
or something,
you can make like four or five or what?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. plus or minus $1,000.
Turns out every chisel is different, and you need like 10 of them.
And they're all $100.
Yep, something like that.
Oh, no.
Don't look at
me. Oh, no, Brooks.
No.
And, yeah, so for several $1,000s, you can have your very own custom crappy bowls.
No, man, I'm going to get really good, and next time you come on, I'm going to have a bowl for you. A little tiny, like a bowl. What do you have most? Salad bowls? I'll make you a salad bowl.
Okay. A salad bowl. That's ambitious.
I'm going to get a giant log, cut it down in the forest.
All right.
Make a big old bowl.
There is a guy on YouTube called, his name is Frank Hovarth. Hovarth, if you want to spell it. And he's in Portland somewhere, and he's an incredible craftsman, and he makes amazing things on his lathe. And you should watch them and then feel bad that you're not as good as him.
Well, what I usually do is I watch these things that people do, and I say, yeah, I could do that. Easy. This guy ain't shit.
Yeah.
Give me another 25 years. But I got called out on my I'm in a Facebook group for crafty folks. Crafty.
Art whatever. Or craft? I wouldn't call that a craft. I just listened to Kim's episode not too long ago. Calm down, California. She was very mad at you about what you called a craft. And what she considered a craft.
Yeah. The guy, Dave, at the lathe store, at the woodcrafter store, he was saying, yeah, like 30 years ago, using a lathe was considered a craft. He's like, that's in the same category as macaroni art.
Oh.
Now, there are wood-turned bowls in the Museum of blah-bitty-blah in New York City.
Modern art?
It is art.
Oh, shit.
And he got really serious about it, and I was like, fuck yeah. Good. But I got called out on this Facebook group.
I'm over here doing macaroni. I'm like, what?
No, that's craft.
Oh, no.
Making a necklace.
What's wrong with craft?
I posted up a picture of my lathe, and I said, hey, look what I did. I bought a lathe. I've never used one before, but they look so fun. And somebody called me out. That is the most ADHD sentence ever. Because apparently people with ADHD don't look at me, John.
No.
To get really into something, obsess about it, and then, you know,
right.
Stop and never do it again.
There's a TikTok sound that describes that exactly. And I've thought about sending it to you. I'm like, nah, it's kind of an asshole thing to do. But that's precisely what you've done.
Is that why you said that you're going to have a bowl for me next time to make sure you're still doing it?
I usually get stick with something for about a year and a bit.
Yeah.
A year and a bit. Speaking of TikTok, I haven't made a TikTok in 2 weeks, and I feel really sad.
Your fans are clamoring. They don't know what to do.
They're like, where's Brooks? Did he die?
No.
Maybe.
On the forums, we've been talking about it a lot.
On O'Brooks on Reddit?
Yeah, the O'Brooks subreddit. Everyone's worried. I told them it's okay.
Okay, good.
They refuse to listen to the podcast, but they're only TikTok fans. Amanda, you got on the TikTok yet?
I have not.
How dare you?
But it trickles into
every other
everything. I see them and I know what they are, but I do not have TikTok yet.
You get the cream of the crop, the stuff that people thought was so good. They're bringing it over and sharing it on Facebook.
I don't think that's true.
Or Instagram.
Yeah, it's Instagram now. What, doesn't Instagram have reels?
Yeah.
That's kind of the same thing. Or stories?
Yeah, I think so. I think Facebook is reels.
I was watching Tanya use Facebook or Instagram the other day. I'm like trying to figure out how to do it good to make it interesting.
I only like Instagram. Actually, Tanya got me onto Instagram.
Yeah.
But I like it because it's only the people that I follow are celebrities.
Right.
So I get to like keep up to with their like everyday life.
Like what are those Kardashians up to these days?
What are they up to?
I haven't been keeping up.
How are they doing? No?
Did they break up?
Family broke up?
I heard that Kim and Kanye broke up, but
I don't know how they've been married this long.
I don't know.
I like Kanye as an artist. I've been listening to a bunch of his old stuff. Fucking so good. But he's an unstable, insane person.
Yeah, when he speaks, when he talks.
Yeah. And that's why he's a good artist, because he's insane. I don't know how you stay married to a person like that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Don't they have kids too?
They have four kids.
They have four kids. Yeah. Biological? Beyonce's had four children birth. Wow.
No,
really?
Kim?
Did I say Beyonce?
Or Kim.
How dare you? Beyonce is a queen.
Sorry, I'm super racist. I can't tell the difference.
Queen Bee.
Wait, Kim's not even, she's like Armenian or something, isn't she?
Yeah.
She's not even black.
Yeah.
Not even black.
Speaking of genocides, you know what happened to the Armenian people, John?
I do. Yes.
Terrible things.
Serge Tankian from System of the Down has been educating me for years.
Oh.
About the Armenian genocide. System of the Down?
I don't know. Who's
that
this?
Band?
Who's this?
Never mind. Aren't you into late 90s, early 2000s new metal?
I was not.
Linkin Park?
No.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
What about Papa Roach?
I loved all their songs, but I could not tell you which songs were which.
No, System of the Down, they're all Armenian, so they talk about the genocide a bunch.
Hey, John, look at my awesome new ring.
Oh, yeah. So you got a ring. Talk about your ring.
Our friend Jay from Paradise Guitars is getting married, and he asked me to be the minister.
Oh, hell yeah.
And he asked me, he gave me this ring, and he said, will you marry us?
That's awesome.
So where's my ring, John?
Oh, shit.
And it's a heart.
Here, you can have this one.
Really? Am I married to Tanya if I put that ring on?
I can't get off.
Oh, dang it. So I'm thinking about becoming a ring guy. I went from, I didn't wear a ring because I got thin.
And your ring fell off.
My ring fell off. And I've since gained the weight back, and it fits perfectly now.
Okay.
And now I have a second ring on the other hand.
All right.
And I can go like this with them.
All right. You could get some thumb rings. Those are always kind of fun.
Okay.
Remember Dave used to have that double ring that fit across two fingers?
Whoa.
Ooh. No? Do you know what I'm talking about?
I think I do.
Ask guest David. He had a double ring that fit across his middle ring and ring finger. I always thought it was pretty cool.
I should become.
Pretty punk.
Or since you have ADHD, you could get those like fidget rings that you like
all
spin.
Right. I'm not looking to cure his ADHD.
Oh,
we're looking to monetize.
Yeah.
How about you make your own rings?
I was
with
looking.
Jewelry.
Your wedding ring used to be a wooden ring.
Yes. Oh, there you go.
And I was at the shop, and they had like nice wood for making
rings.
Rings.
Yeah, you get some Padauk. No, what is it? Padauk. It's that really hard purple wood, or there's ironwood. Ebony.
A guy gave me, I was talking to an old lathe guy on my route. That's what got me interested in it. I saw him out there having so much fun in his driveway. He tossed it to me.
Threw him my ring.
Oh, I'm married to Tanya and Jamie now.
Shit, he's got two wives. I have the power. No, with your power combined.
And I told this guy I got a lathe, and he was like, hey, I got something for you. He reached over onto a shelf, got me the tiniest little piece of ebony.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
like half the size of a real whittled down pencil.
Okay.
And it's a really hard wood, but he's like, do something with this. And then I looked up, I was like, is this some fancy wood?
Yeah.
And it sells for $100 a foot.
Holy shit. A linear foot?
A linear board foot.
Okay. Which is how wide?
So he gave me like probably 8 inches, 6 inches.
I don't remember.
So he gave me about $2 worth of ebony.
Amazing.
To do something with.
Do you have any kooky hobbies, Amanda? As a non-ADH person? Or maybe you are.
No.
Once you get TikTok, you get diagnosed with ADHD. They're like, do you ever do this? And you're like, I do.
Do you like TikTok? Oh,
I do. You might have ADHD. I was like, shit, I do.
It's anything like, do you like it? Diagnoses you somehow, it can tell by what you liked that you have like cancer or something. Like, do you have Crohn's? It brings up.
Does yours do that? I don't get
it. It'll like, you know, suggest. Wait, I...
No. Mine's just like, hey, do you want to look at these handsome men? I'm like, wait a minute.
And? Yes, more handsome.
Maybe.
The handsomer, the better.
Let me see them muscles, buddy. No, but, you know, it's hard when you have little kids to have any hobbies. I know that. I was trying to, like, clean up the garage today. And then Owen comes out and he wants to help. And then June feels left out, so she wants to come out. And then Andy wants to come out. And I'm just like, all right, well, I didn't get anything done. And I know Tanya was inside doing the same thing. She was trying to clean up the kids' room.
Okay. And, so this could be a thing where it's like attract the kids away from the real work getting done. Like you announce to the family, I'm going out to the garage to do some
suddenly
work.
They're all interested in the garage.
Yeah. And then Tanya goes and does something.
That's usually what we do, right? It's like, hey, keep the kids busy. I got to do some actual real work.
Yeah.
But we were both just sort of puttering around, you know, just doing bullshit, lazy stuff. And the kids were just getting in the way, as they do, as children do.
Yeah, I think that put a halt on a lot of my hobbies. I really like to read.
That's true, yeah.
I am a person where it has to be quiet when I read.
Mm, right, and yeah. Brooks knows. He read a book.
Yeah.
What did you read?
You
bragged about it last books. Week.
Choke was one of them.
Choke, that's right.
Choke, Fight Club, and Stuart Little. Those are the three that I can remember. From
two Chuck Palahniuk books and a kid's book.
Yep. Well, I was forced. That was third grade. I got
four. What's your favorite book? You had to read Choke in fifth grade?
Yeah, that was Choke.
Probably Harry Potter.
Oh, yeah. My sister was showing off her Christmas present she got, and it's this really elaborate pop-up Harry Potter book. Have you seen that?
No.
She got it at Amazon or Target or something. And it's got like maps. It's got like a thing of Dumbledore's watch. It has like the letter Harry gets. So you can like unfold it. And it's got like the castles and shit. It's fucking bizarre. I mean, it's super intricate. Man, I want to read that.
Have you read Harry Potter to Madison?
No, but I'm trying so hard to get her into it. And she, like, for some reason, I don't know if it's she's just not old enough yet, or like I've tried to read it to her, and I've also tried to get her to watch the movie. And like, I don't know, the first movie, there's like a wood scene and she's like super scared of it. And she's like, I don't want to watch that.
So my sister said her middle kid has always been anti Harry Potter until they got this book. And she's like, hey, what's going on? Because it's like really this cool pop-up. And that like got her into it. So maybe you should try that.
Yeah. Actually, last night she was watching World War Z.
Oh, yeah.
And
no wood scenes in that. No wood scenes in that one.
Yeah, no. And I was like, if you like this movie, you're going to like Harry Potter.
She's still scared of Harry Potter, but watched a zombie murder movie?
Yeah. So I think she's ready, but I don't know. She's a little bit like Mike. It has to be her idea.
Gotcha.
Like,
well, once like a kid at school is super into it, maybe that'll get her into it.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jamie read the books last year ago, would read whatever, a chapter a night, and she made it all the way through all the Harry Potters. They did all the... Lord of the Ring books.
And the Hobbits.
And now, have stopped. Now the kids listen to their own audiobooks.
And they're like, don't read to us, Mom.
Don't read to us. Stop. James like,
good. Good. I don't want to. Yeah, I'm bad. I don't read to my kids very much. I should do it more.
Gotta hold them down.
Yeah.
Read to them.
It's hard. What do you got, Brooks?
I got two emails. I was thinking.
These are actually pretty cool.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
This is titled New Year's Reflections. Dear Brooks and John the Miserable.
Oh, no.
I hope I made it in time for recording since it's the beginning of the year and your first recording of 2022.
It's true.
I wanted to give you a fresh question. This may feel similar to Brooks, but I'm sure... Oh, this may feel similar to Brooks, but I'm sure John will be lost since he doesn't listen to Joe Meets World.
Oh, I haven't. I haven't listened in a while. I listened up until he took a break.
Looking back over 2021,
bitch.
What is one thing that stood out that made you happy? Really happy. Like, in 5 years, you'll look back and say, 2021 was kind of crummy year, but X was really nice, cool, and bodacious.
Oh.
Hope you're staying safe, warm, and warm over on the other side of the country. Keep on fighting the man. Love, King of the Superfans, a.k.a. true. Joe Pank, that's a.k.a. true. Macho Scoop Randy Sprinkles, a.k.a. Joe Pancrazio, a.k.a. East Coast John.
East Coast John. New York John.
What has made you happy, Amanda, in this past year?
Oh, can I answer?
Or John.
I'm pretty psyched Betty White died, finally. That old bitch.
What the fuck? Besides that, it would have been real shitty.
Actually, when did she die? Yesterday?
Yeah.
Was it 2022?
No, I think it was New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
Yes, just in time.
Just in time.
No, we'll get that out of the way in a sec, but, you know, it's been wonderful having my kids and my family, and, you know, I'm very happy with 2021. I know the pandemic's been a shit show, but that's not the only thing that matters in life, is going out to the grocery store and shit like that. I've been going to the movies with my kids, which has been really great, and just, you know, your son was born during the pandemic. Andy was basically... watching our kids grow up. And
I saw him 2 times when the pandemic hit. I never saw him for a year and a half.
Yeah, you still haven't seen him. I'll never let you see him again.
Until he's a full-grown adult.
Yeah. But anyway, I'm glad Betty White's dead.
Wait.
Huh? What?
Amanda?
His feed refer.
John refreshed. Stole my answer because I was going to say...
Betty White?
No. I was going to say... Just, I actually appreciate what 2020 did because it made me appreciate my family more and having, like, we really wanted another kid. So having Steven was just the best thing ever. So being able to, like, spend more time with my kids.
Yeah, you worked from home?
Yeah, so that I get to see them way more than I did.
I mean, I hope.
From home.
Right. Out of anything we've learned from this is maybe more people can work from home.
Yeah.
Because it's fucking great.
You've been working from home this whole time?
This whole time. It's going on 2 years in March. I'll be working from home.
Nice.
We're actually supposed to go back next month.
That's stupid.
Yeah.
You should have actually always been working from home.
Yes, I agree.
She has a job similar to Kaz's where it's just like email related.
Yeah. We don't actually talk to anybody.
And so it should have
always been fighting it. We've been trying really hard.
They have to, like, you know, have a reason to have this building that would have housed a whole bunch of people.
Yeah.
And they can't just not have that building. They have to, for tax purposes.
Well, it's to make middle management worthless or worthwhile.
Yeah. Fuck. Fire all middle management. I'm saying it here and last week.
Yeah.
That's my favorite thing of 2021.
That's your favorite thing?
What made me the hot tub, of course. The hot tub has made me.
Oh, yeah. No.
2021 is the year.
Can I change mine? Not my family, my children.
It's a hot tub. Hot tub. But I also, yes, I'm jumping on you guys.
Yeah, it's been a great time to spend with your family.
2020 ruined me, and now I just, you know, I enjoy staying at home. I'm good.
You don't need to go out ever again.
No, I'm good.
Yeah.
Just stay here.
It makes you realize, like, how important your friendships are, you know? Because you realize, like, I need this. This is not just, like, an obligation or something I have to do. It's like, it's very important to me to communicate with my friends, you know, the three friends that I have.
It would have been much harder if you didn't come over every Sunday.
Sure. Yeah, this has been very important to me.
I'd have to go.
I came over last week when the snow was falling and the ice, it was all slippery.
Risked it.
I barely made it home.
Speaking of snow.
Yeah.
We got another email. Mr. Plow, that's my name. My name again
is Mr. Plow.
Gentlemen and bonus guest, Amanda. That's
from The Simpsons.
That name again is Mr. Plow. I spent this morning plowing my driveway, mom's driveway, and the garage parking lot. We didn't get that much snow overnight, 3 inches or so. This afternoon, I took Mandy and two of her friends to an escape room.
Hey, my brother just did one of those.
I've never done one.
They seem dumb. No?
I don't want to get, like, shamed by not being able to escape. What are you supposed to, like, pick up everything and, like, look for clues or something?
Yeah, and there'll be, like, some, like, math puzzle you have to figure out.
For first-time escape roomies, is there a learning curve?
I imagine
should I go with?
Don't invite me.
John, it looks like you're really interested. Let's go.
They're probably fun. I'm just a miserable. What did Joe call me? The miserable.
John the miserable.
Yeah.
It was a delayed birthday party. It was fun, and we managed to escape. Have you heard of dry January or sober October? Please let me introduce the related concept of January. New Year's Day included Hendrix, Orbeum.
That's a delicious gin. Hendrix?
Mm-hmm. Black Button Lilac Gin and Whitley and Russet Rhubarb Ginger Gin.
Gross.
Do you like gin? Any recommendations?
I used to drink a lot of the Rose City gin, I think it was. There's a local distillery. I think the ones who make the bourbon, too. Breakside? Or the Burnside?
Burnside, they make a gin as well?
I think they made a gin. That was so good. Yes, Andy, by the way, I am a gin fan because I'm of English descent. And it feeds my heritage.
And
it is a terrible, awful drink that I imagine most people don't like.
But the tonic helps stop you from getting malaria.
Yeah, quinine.
Quinine.
Yeah. And it glows under UV light. By the way, if you have a UV flashlight, the quinine glows.
Well, now that I know you like gin, John, I knew you'd like gin.
I do like gin.
But I need some tonic because I have some gin over there.
Well, oh, you do?
If I turn my head far enough. Oh, it's over here. Oh, okay. It's somewhere.
Gin is very good and it tastes so bad.
Next time, bring tonic.
Okay. No, it's good with like lemonade.
Mm-hmm.
Gin and lemonade's a very nice drink. Amanda, no?
No.
You're not a big drinker, though.
No, I'm not. I've tried it. I think it tastes like cough syrup.
Oh, no, it's terrible.
Yeah.
I get it.
Disgusting.
And you drink it, you go, it tastes so bad.
It's like filtered through flowers or something?
No, it has juniper berries, which is like
berries.
Like a fir tree. A juniper is. It's like a craggly old tree that has some berries, and people are like, oh, chuck in this booze. It'll taste bad. And people are like, yeah, it does.
Put some quinine in there.
Yeah, the quinine was, it's a medicine that when the English were occupying India, it's an anti-malaria medicine, and they would give it to them. They're like, okay, you got to take your medicine if you're going to hang out here in India. And they would put it in tonic water and then mix it with their gin and drink it. That's why you get a gin and tonic. And there's no reason to put it in tonic anymore other than people just got used to the taste. And they like the taste of this literal medicine in that alcoholic drink.
Well, you gotta keep
it. It's way less than it used to be. It's not like it's not medicinal or anything. But people are like, I don't know, put some medicine in, it makes it taste better. That's where we're at with gin and tonics.
Well, that makes sense why it tastes like craft syrup.
Yeah, because it's medicine.
Yeah.
And it's so good. So good. Yeah.
I like it. January. Last year, this time, John stopped drinking, made it 6 whole months.
I did. Yeah. I made it. Yeah. And the wife
knuckled it.
It was brutal. Barely survived. And Tanya still hasn't really drank. She's had like 2 or 3 drinks the whole year of 2021. It's hard to stop for a long time and then get back into it. And it just, you know, when you drink, you feel terrible the next day.
Yeah.
When there are other things you can do that make you feel funny and make TikTok very hilarious that don't give you terrible hangovers. That are a little more appealing.
Yeah, Andy, you live in New York.
New York cool now?
Are they cool? Wink. I think
New York's
wink.
Cool now. But yeah, that's been something I've, you know.
You ever have some edibles?
Yeah.
Take that snowplow out, try and write Andy in the Walmart parking lot. I mean,
there you go.
It might be a fun time.
Yeah, that's something. That's my favorite thing of 2021 is edibles. Getting used to, because now it's legal in Portland or in Oregon. There's like chain stores, you know, there's like the McDonald's of weed.
Everybody's got their own one.
And I can just go get like a very safe, low dose gummy for babies. Is what they call it.
And yeah, you're Andy.
Yeah. Yeah, for my child.
He takes a half.
I give him a half and I take one little tiny baby dose and I giggle my way to sleep. And it's nice. And I wake up fine the next day. Instead of drinking this giggle juice over here.
Amanda, we talked about this earlier, and I wrote it down. You had to evacuate your house.
Oh, from the fires?
Fire reasons. Get this in at the very end.
2 years ago?
2 years. Come on.
No, I got something that's way more fun.
Okay, but I was going to say, hey, what was the like number one thing you went for when you had to evacuate? That was my question.
Oh, that's actually a really good question because... It was the hardest thing. I actually was like scrimmaging around my house. Like, what do I bring? What do I grab? And honestly, nothing. Like the answer is I grabbed our important like paper bin with like our birth certificates and mm-hmm. stuff. Like we don't want this to burn.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, we just filled the truck with useless stuff.
Yeah.
Like we were just like, okay, we might need this at John's house because we went over to their house and I was like, everything else can just burn.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's not that important. Who gives a shit, to me. Right. Yeah.
Everything. Yeah. That's what, like everything's replaceable here. I mean, I would probably go for most bang for my buck, like knowing, hey, this thing was $600 and it's easy to grab.
Right. Like grab the Nintendo,
all the Switches
and the
laptops and stuff.
Expensive
and,
like, electronics.
Things that I would have to rebuy.
Well, we did take pictures of everything also. Mm. So we went through and like took pictures of all of that. So like our TV and stuff. It's like, well, if we have to, we'll replace it. But
right. Yeah. Sure. We're talking about almost 2 years ago, there were some wildfires in Boring.
Yeah.
Not the same time, not the same wildfires, but the same time that took out my uncle's whole town.
Yeah. That same summer when we had a bunch of fires.
And he's just now about.
In Blue River?
Blue River. He's like the very first one to get their house redone. He's been
so he was homeless for a year and a half, 2 years?
And he's just about finished up now.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, that's traumatic. I can't imagine. Just not so much losing all the stuff, but losing your house where you live, you know, is it's got to be a huge blow. Like, that sucks. Speaking of things that suck, I got this terrible Christmas present from somebody.
Another terrible Christmas present.
Called Mind Crushers, and it's just like conversation cards, similar to what we've had before. So some are pretty good, some are pretty stupid. And I'll just read a couple, and we can riff this on them if you want.
This is unacceptable, is what it says on the back.
How big would a plate of nachos have to be before you have to say to the waiter, "This is unacceptable, take it away"?
Oh, boy.
How These big?
Are... Yeah.
No.
Yeah, exactly.
No limit.
No limit? What if they brought you, like, the size of this door of nachos?
Well, I looked at the price for the nachos.
$45.
And I'd be like, that must be a lot of nachos. How I want to see.
They bring out a cubic yard of nachos.
I'd be like, John, I need you.
Beep, boop, boop, boop. John. Before you hang up, I'm opening the door to the restaurant. I'm here. What was it? I'm ready.
There's not been a time that I haven't finished nachos, no matter how big.
I was eating dinner with my daughter the other day, and I was like, oh, I'm so stuffed. Like, I can't finish this. She goes, we'll just throw it away. I was like, oh, shit. You didn't grow up poor, did you? It's like, you're right. I don't have to eat this.
I haven't treated you poor enough.
Yeah.
You ripped a hole in her skirt. Like, there you go. Walk around with that for a couple of weeks.
Just rub some dirt on her face. Do you think a dog could own another dog?
I mean,
no.
I mean...
Just run away, right?
If you could teach a dog to feed a separate dog, what if you had to feed the big dog and the big dog fed a little dog, but I didn't have to feed the little dog?
Yeah, as long as the big dog feeds the little dog.
I don't know why I'm automatically going to like that Centipede movie.
Yeah, that makes sense. Did you know a crazy Russian scientist sewed one dog's head to another dog? Like, he tried to do like a head transplant. Yeah. It didn't really work, and the dog died.
Oh,
the end. So you're taking a dump at a friend's house. You flush the toilet. You look down. Oh no, your massive turd has left a terrible brown scar on the toilet bowl. What is the right thing to do in this situation? Oh, you want to know what I do? I take toilet paper and I wipe it off and then I flush it.
Yep.
I just leave it and blame it on the next person.
Oh, no. Whoa.
Oh, Madison just went in there.
What? No.
You. Yeah, I do. You know what?
You actually clean that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do.
Yes. What you do, you have to flush. And so the water goes down.
Right.
And
you have about most of the work.
1 second to wipe with.
You're right.
Like, as the water's going down, before it fills up, you quick hit it with that toilet paper and wipe it off.
Right.
I guess it also depends on what friend's house I'm at.
So my situation is, if I'm at home, you know.
You just leave it for Tanya.
Who cares? So I'll blame it on the wife.
The but mate's coming by later.
If I'm at work, there's basically like one bathroom I use all the time. So it's like obvious that it's my shit streak on the back of the bowl. So I'm conscious about that. I clean it off and then I just wash my hands. And
so you're like a house party and there's a bunch of random people.
Oh,
you
no.
Still clean it?
No.
Oh, see, that's what I was thinking.
At that point, I poke my head out, look left, right, and then scramble.
Yeah. Also, I'm not shitting at a house party.
True.
Right? But if I was here at Brooke's house, I took a shit in his toilet and there was a big streak, I would wipe that off.
Thank you.
Because he'd be like, what the fuck, John?
There's been times.
There's been times. And it wasn't me.
Jamie cleans the bathroom. She's got schedule. While I'm at work, she usually cleans the bathroom Fridays. Goes through. And like one Friday, that happened. And then she walked in there to clean like before I had left and was like, come on.
You're like, I didn't even get a chance to cover my tracks.
I'm like, I'm sorry. I didn't have to.
That's terrible. No, I don't want anyone to think I'm gross and poop. I don't poop.
Well, Amanda, thanks for coming over. Did you drive John?
Huh?
Did you drive John here, Amanda?
Maybe.
No, did you pick up John? John drove me. in the minivan.
Oh.
That's the deluxe ride.
The soon to be.
Oh, it's paid off.
Soon to be jizz collector van.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Hey.
It is white.
Once I get that business loan.
Was that that hole's in the side? I think it could be a thing. You just start up your own business.
I'm telling you, we have like half an hour of conversation about this with Cause.
I don't remember this at all.
Who knows? Who listens to this trash? Only true heroes.
I always fast forward through the Cause.
Oh, no. How dare you? All right. I'll talk to you later.
Thanks, Amanda.
Bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Happy New Year.